Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
This is one of the most interesting interviews that I've done in a very, very, very long time. A real solution to the problem of homelessness, and it does not involve housing. It has nothing to do with housing. It has to do with changing their brains. A fascinating guest, Dr. Norman Wood and Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, the citizen journalist who I'd have you on every week, Carly. I really would. I would have you on absolutely every week. Download the River Network app. You can't get this anywhere else. You cannot get this anywhere else. You get it right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and also now a new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. It's the audio path of totality. You can hear and see this interview on the Facebook live stream on the Dimitri profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. There are a lot of fakes out there now because I'm so popular. Look for the one with the 7,500 followers. That's me. The others have like two or three followers, and you know, they're people in Nigeria or from the Far East or whatever. Also, the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well. You can see our special guests. You can actually share this with an awful lot of people. As far as I know, you're the only one, Dr. Wood. I'm sure there must be others, but you're the only one that I know who is actually coming up with a concrete solution to homelessness, and it has nothing to do with enabling them, has nothing to do with giving them housing, has nothing to do with giving them free needles. It's giving them essentially tough love, and you believe they actually do want that. Is that right?
Oh, my God, yes. Once you bring somebody out from that hell that they're living, once you bring them back into the light to where they can have a normal life, as normal as we can make it, they are extremely grateful. They'll have tears in their eyes and thank you for getting them out of their personal hell.
What is happening with that guy that you saved in Seattle?
As far as I know, he's still working at that little community store, and probably
find
still
out,
has his appointment.
Find out if he's still doing well. I could have you on and him by phone. And
No, that wouldn't be possible. HIPAA violations. I cannot talk about his name.
Well, no. If he wants to.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
You'd rather not do that?
Not as a former patient.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't bring him into that.
All right. Well, just trying to help. That's all. Just trying to help. So where would this state-of-the-art, the solution is actually a state-of-the-art, brand-new, gleaming psychiatric hospital. Mm-hmm. You don't want to call it psychiatric hospital. You got to give it a nice positive name.
Mental health hospital.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can work on that. But we were kicking around some ideas about where we should have it, and you don't think it's a good idea to have it in Wheeling. Why is that?
It needs to be someplace where it's going to be remote. It's going to take probably up to 100 acres to have a facility that large. It takes a lot of acreage for a facility like that. So, you know, you're not going to have it in close to a town of any place.
Okay, but there's more involved with this. There's got to be this place has got to be very, very special. You were talking about
it. It has to be super secure. Because in all of our prisons and our jails now, narcotics are smuggled in, and the inmates are able to get those. So if people think that somebody's going to get clean while they're incarcerated in a prison or jail, they're very much mistaken, because they can buy the narcotics inside of those prisons and jails.
How do they get in there?
Well, it comes in through the mail. There may be somebody that smugs them in. Yes.
Some from the guards.
Yeah, some of it can be brought in by employees. Yeah, and it happens. It happens in every facility. So you have to have a super secure facility where the employees would be randomly drug screened as well as polygraphed if we felt it was needed. It has to be super secure.
Even for the corrections officers and nurses and all the other people?
All of them.
Everybody. Down to the part-time...
Everybody.
Yeah.
Janitorial staff, anybody that delivers there, it has to be super secure.
Wow. What's it going to cost?
It'd probably be $300 million, I would say, to get started.
All right, which really is nothing when you think about that's the amount of money that the Republican-controlled legislature gave to these multi-billionaires for this Form Energy battery fiasco in Weirton. So it's certainly doable.
Yes.
And you think Morrissey could actually be on board with this thing?
Oh, I think so. I think Governor Morrissey is a good person, and he wants to do what's right for the people of West Virginia.
This would be spectacular. This would absolutely be spectacular.
Yeah, he would be a legend. Not only did he, as the Attorney General, get the $1 billion or more from the narcotics manufacturers in the opioid settlement. But he could use a portion of that to actually build a state hospital that would benefit all of our families in West Virginia who are struggling with a family member who has drug addiction or mental illness. God. So this is not only about the homeless. This is about all of our families. There's probably not a single family in West Virginia that has not been touched by what I call the MIDA issue, the mentally ill, drug addicted, or homeless.
Wow.
And our prisons are full of these people.
So what can my listeners do here? Big Willie 105.5, also the app, the River Network app, download that, click Big Willie 105.5. What can my listeners do to help make this happen?
Contact our local and state representatives and federal representatives. We have to have the political will to do this. So all of the mayors of all of our cities need to be on the phone to the governor's staff and to the governor himself and saying, listen, we need to do this because we're being... And when I was talking to Mayor Magruder several months ago, I asked them how much money had they spent wheeling on this issue, and he said at least $1 million.
Oh yeah,
that money
poured down a rat hole. You might as well pour it down a rat hole.
You might as well burn that money because nothing that a human being can think of to try to help these people in an outpatient setting is ever going to work. You're going to spend, and we have millions and billions of dollars uselessly, and we're not helping these people. Yep. We need to rescue these people. We need to save these people from the life that they're in, and they're stuck in their own little hells.
Yeah, it is just amazing. Decades of this. The first time I was aware of this was back in the 80s. There was a guy named Mitch something or other in D.C. who was a homeless advocate, and then in the 90s with this priest in San Diego that built this big thing for homeless people, and on and on and on. Decades of this. I can't tell you how many people I've interviewed in the homeless industry, a homeless field, and advocates and everything else. I can't tell you. All the same story is, well, people have fallen through the cracks. They need more food. They need housing. They need no. They need mental health facilities.
Yes.
And how is there a way? You have to change the laws now as well, too. Yes. Is that right?
Well, not really. Our laws are on the books.
For the you mean you could, if you had a mental health hospital, a brand new gleaming thing, you could take every homeless person off the streets here in Wheeling and
pretty
put them
much.
In?
Chapter 27, West Virginia Code.
Which means?
Which deals with the vagrancy and the mentally ill population, as well as the Supreme Court has ruled that if somebody is a danger to themselves or others, or, and this is a big part of that finding by the Supreme Court, or if they cannot safely live by themselves, even with help from others. And when you're living in a tent in freezing weather with no source of heat, no warm meals, no sanitation, that is not safely living. So almost all of the people that are in the home camps already qualify to be put in these hospitals.
For a year or two?
Oh, absolutely. As long as it takes.
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes. There is no timeline. There's no timeline on that until they're able to.
So the law's already taken care of. All we need is the will to come up with the money.
That is exactly right. All we have to have
is almost too easy.
Get our will back to do what's right.
Because I know people that have been in for like 3 days to 5 days and they come out, just exchange one drug for another.
Yeah. Back to the old system.
That they could stay in for.
Yes, it takes the brain, and we can now prove this with the functional MRIs. And Dr. Rita Goldstein is the one that's leading this, these studies and this research, and she's amazing. And we were talking the other day, and she even agrees that if we can get a facility in West Virginia, she'd be more than willing to help us set it up to where we could actually.
How does
have
she sound? Does she sound intelligent? Is she articulate?
Dr. Rita Goldstein?
I don't know her. Is she?
Oh, yes.
She's
one of the leading neuroscientists in the world.
Well, some of them are good interviews, some of them aren't. Here's my question.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, really? She's hot?
Well, I'm not saying she's hot. I'm saying she's very nice.
You're not saying
lady.
She's not, though, either.
No. But she's very, very nice lady.
Let's do this. I can help you. If you are willing to reach out to her and say, hey, look, there's this crazy talk show host in the northern panhandle of West Virginia, as crazy as this sounds, who wants to do everything possible to help get the word out and light a fire under these their asses and all the politicians, would you be interested in coming on his show? I would be more than happy to have her on. Would that be something?
I'll ask her about it.
Okay. And, you know, I'd just say, look, we found someone. We found someone in the media who is 100% all in on this. 100%. I'm all in on this. So if she wants more publicity, especially for West Virginia,
right.
I mean, so far you're the only one. I could have you on every week, but you're going to pretty much say the same thing, right?
Correct.
Okay. well, maybe we can have someone like her on and mm-hmm. come up with some different angles, different ways of looking at this and help mm-hmm. get people involved here, or at least not even involved, but at least get them to understand here's the real issue here. And there's actually an honest to God solution to this thing, which is nothing what these advocates have been talking about for decades. It's actually, let's build a beautiful mental health facility, put them in there for a couple of years. Can I say the word cure for addiction? Because I know that's a funny phrase there.
And that's the thing about addiction. Up to 2 years, that cravings will increase. Between 2 and 3 years, that craving starts dropping off. After 3 years of being clean, that craving dropped quite a bit. But you're still always a recovering addict.
So even with this treatment, this Super Max wonderful treatment, they're still not cured.
Well, I don't like to say they are cured. I mean, they have gone through this illness and they came out the other side. Will there be some people that will relapse even after that? I'm probably absolutely.
It's in remission.
But the vast majority of them would be able to stay clean.
That's why AA says we're recovering addicts.
So they'd be in remission then. Would that be a fair way of saying it?
That'd be a better way of saying it. Yeah, they'd be in remission.
All right. So we need to have our listeners. That's right. I'm talking about you. Don't stare at your radio on the dashboard. I'm not there. I'm here in the studio. Some of these people are insane. My listeners now have to call our state senators, Ryan Weld and Laura and Chris Rose and whoever the other guy
your
is
mayors,
who's apparently going away.
Mayors
of different cities and villages. And also our federal representatives, which are two United States senators, which is Shelley Moore Capito. By the way, Tom Willis is going to be joining us. Oh, do you know Tom Willis, State Senator Tom Willis? You need to get to know him.
I do.
Important guy in Charleston. He is running against Shelley Moore Capito. And I think this would be a very, very good issue for him. I'll give you his contact information. Very sharp guy. This might be a very good issue for him.
Okay.
Get in touch with Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, also United States Senator Jim Justice, and also Congressman Riley Moore. Get in touch with them. Call them. Say, hey, push for this. West Virginia needs a state-of-the-art mental health facility so that we can finally help to, I can't say cure, solve the problem of addiction, not only with the homeless, but also with other people involved with alcohol and drugs. This is this is an amazing thing. I mean, what's been happening to Appalachia has been just heartbreaking. I mean, my God, it's been terrible.
And people will say now that the overdose rate is dropping. Well, only the reported overdose rate is dropping. And it began in early 2024, but the reason that it started dropping was in September 2023, Narcan became over-the-counter. So now, instead of having designated drivers, we have designated Narcan holders. So these people are still getting high, the overdoses are still occurring, but their friends are giving the Narcan, and EMS is never called. Our overdose rate is still increasing. Our deaths are decreasing.
We had the alert again last week.
Our deaths are decreasing, which is a good thing because of the Narcan use, but our overdose rate is still increasing. It is not decreasing. The decreased overdose rate is only becoming because it's not being reported because our friends are now administrating the Narcan.
Unbelievable.
Here's the warning we get.
Very quickly.
Here's your Narcan.
Very quickly. We're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. Dear listeners, please share this everywhere, the Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere. This is a big deal here. Let's start with Carly Dittmar. You got about a minute. My microphone is yours. You get the last word.
I just have to say, please get in touch with our local mayor, Denny Magruder. Get in touch with the senators, your representatives. Laura Wakeham Chapman is really, really good. But start as low as you can with our mayor and just let them know this is a really bad issue. I mean, if you want to see it for yourself, I can show you how people that are living in homes when they should be institutions, they're not homeless, but they cannot take care of themselves.
Thank you. Okay, Dr. Norman Wood, you get the last word. My microphone is yours.
Yeah, I'd like to repeat what Carly said too. Make sure that you encourage your local representatives to push Governor Morsi and the state legislature to appropriate the money to where we can build a new mental health hospital in the state of West Virginia. And right now we have zero facilities for chronic care, and that's what we need.
How do people get in touch with each one of you?
Well, for me, it's on Facebook, Carlee Dittmar, Dittmar. I have an email, CJDittmar at iCloud.com, and phone is 304-559-8673.
Dr. Norman Wood. And they can get a hold of me on Facebook as well, and they can send me messages that way.
Okay, Dr. Norman Wood. Wood is singular. This guy sounds like a godsend to me. Finally, a solution. Decades of the same old interviews with everything, homeless people and advocates and this, that. Decades of this, nothing works. This guy comes in and says, no, that's all wrong. Here's what's going to work. Dr. Norman Wood. This guy could help change the world. Now even Donald Trump is on board. I'm telling you, we're at the beginning of something very, very exciting and new here. And we need West Virginia to take the lead, Governor Morrissey to take the lead. And I need you, dear listeners, Big Willie 105.5 listeners and River Talk listeners, to start making phone calls, start sending emails, make it very positive. But this is actually a solution. If you care about homelessness, here's the answer. Here is the answer. Get them the mental health that they need. Thank you both so very much.